Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Let's get down to Dancing with the Stars. Who watched it last night?
I missed it.
I watched it.
You watched it. I watched the whole thing. Who's your favorite dancer?
That's tough. I think I had my biggest takeaway was I thought the scoring was very uneven.
It was all over the joint. Like, AJ McClain came out. He was the first dancer, and he crushed it. And he got a 16 or something. No, he got an 18, I think.
I thought Nelly was pretty good, and he did not get good scores.
He's fourth from the bottom. He did an Ozzie Smith backflip.
What?
Yep. Really?
Whoa.
I don't know if you noticed it. We actually rewound it because they showed after his routine was over and he did the backflip, they showed some of the other contestants and pro dancers up in the balcony.
Yeah.
And there were some like mouths hanging open at that. And it was pretty impressive.
They were booing when he got his scores because they thought he was
scored low.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got ripped off.
So like I'm watching this and they come out strong. AJ McClain, couple big stars too. And some good dancers. And then in the middle, it's like, it totally makes sense when they're plotting this out. Like, we got to start strong, right? AJ McClain, a couple people. Then we're going to put the people who are, you don't know who they are, in the middle. That's going to take up an hour and 45 minutes of this 2-hour program. And then at the end, last two dancers, Nelly and then Carol Baskin.
Oh, they put Baskin last.
Yeah.
Because everybody wanted to see it.
And after I watched Baskin, so terrible.
Baskin was bad.
Oh, so bad.
Well, remember we talked about, wow, they're coming right out of the box with her doing Eye of the Tiger. It's like, how long is she going to be on this show? And you saw it last night. Probably not very long.
She's going to be on the show for a while.
Until they start voting people off.
Somebody else is going to take the fall for her because ABC is going to keep her on for a little bit, which kind of ticks me off. You know they have to keep her on for at least another week or two.
Oh, yeah. So did someone go home last night?
No.
No.
They had all the scores.
And I can't say that I was paying, I didn't study it, but I think the format has changed. I don't think you make phone calls anymore to vote for your favorites. I think it's all online.
Yeah, they didn't have any phone numbers up there.
Nope. Really?
Yeah.
How was Tyra? Was she pretty good as the hostess? Or no?
I'll let you take that one, Lance.
Let me give you
low energy, not really into herself.
Oh, God. It was all about Tyra.
Let me give you my whole view of the show. I was not expecting a lot, and it was better than I thought
delivered.
It was going to be. No. I think it was better than I expected it to be.
Just a stark difference from Tom Bergeron.
Very
different. It's just going to take getting used to, I think.
And the thing is, too, now, you know, when you had Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews, they kind of shared the hosting duties. You know, he would kind of do a little bit, and then she would talk to the contestants and back and forth. Tyra's carrying the whole thing by herself.
And there's no audience.
Yeah.
And I think they're piping in a studio audience clapping, but I think it feels a little weird because she did seem a little like, I don't know. I think first episode and all that.
No audience to feed off. I think it was difficult on many levels. I'm sure it was difficult for the dancers. You know, the one stark difference I noticed, too, is you would have an ensemble piece. You'd have the celebrity and the pro dancer, and sometimes they'd have four or six other dancers out there. You don't have that this year. It's just those two people at a time.
Yeah.
I do my best dancing not only with backup dancers, but with a crowd as well. So I can imagine right? that challenge.
Tim knows it. He knows about the ensemble.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
All too well.
By the way, the family of Don Lewis, Carol Baskin's missing husband, they paid for ad time. I think just in their area, but they aired a commercial saying with a phone number saying send tips regarding Don's disappearance to this number. It was the whole family. Wow. His daughters, his former assistant, the family attorney.
They all think she did it.
Yeah.
That is wild and hilarious. Kind of, I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
For doing that. I know we got to move on. How was Johnny Weir?
Oh, he was great. He was in.
I think he got ripped off.
He did. He totally got ripped off. He was amazing.
Yeah, he had much worse scores than I think he deserved.
Mm. The scores, there wasn't a whole lot of disparity between the amazing dancers and, like, Carol Baskins of the world. Yeah, disappointing. But he was great and super fun.
He was very good.
Let's do a couple little quick notes. You can go online to Y98.com and see Taylor Swift's blanket that she hand-embroidered for Katy Perry's daughter, Daisy. Katy shared that pic yesterday on Instagram. And a lot of people are saying that HBO Max Friends reunion, that special was supposed to have a host. It was apparently Ellen DeGeneres, but now they're looking for another host.
Really?
Yeah.
So it hasn't been shot yet. They haven't gotten together and done it. Wow.
No. Yeah, still has not been shot.
I can see why they're looking for somebody else.
They decided to go in a different direction because, that might be a little distracting. You don't want everyone talking about Ellen as the host leading up to your big Friends reunion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a rumor, but it's a pretty legit one since she's good friends with Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow was actually the one who kind of spilled the beans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who should they get?
Tom Bergeron.
Gunther. Yeah, right. I heard he's free.
Gunther.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online.
Marcel.
More online at Y98.com. More Schmig at 8:40 as well. That's the Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is celebrating 37 years. You can celebrate with them. Join with 37-cent enrollment. We'll talk about Dancing with the Stars in a little bit. We talked about it a lot in the 640 Schmig, which you can hear on the podcast. But let's talk a little Chris Evans. Oh, yeah. He's not out of the news yet. After he accidentally posted that not safe for work photo on his social media over the weekend, he yesterday said, "Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd. Nice try, Evans. Everybody's still talking about your naked pic. Paul Rudd, everybody's talking about this PSA that he had yesterday. Governor Cuomo from New York State posted this video and he said, to check out this PSA from certified young person, Paul Rudd.
Yo, what up, dogs? Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. So Cuomo's asked me, he's like, Paul, you gotta help. What are you, like 26? And I didn't correct him. So fam, let's real talk. Masks? They're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and twitch it.
It goes on for 2 minutes. It is hilarious. Paul Rudd, by the way, not 26. He is 51. You can see the PSA on our website, y98.com. And also, Princess Bride. They reunited on Sunday. The cast reunited on Zoom for a script reading of the show. Fred Savage didn't show up. So all these conspiracy theories started flying around.
Uh-oh.
Like, he doesn't get along with the cast. Or this is actually, they did it to benefit Wisconsin's Democratic Party. So then they're like, he's a Republican. What's going on? Like, all these things. you know, all these fans are like, what's the deal? It was his brother's birthday. Lay off. He's like, sometimes your family has to take precedence.
Boy Meets World guy.
Yeah,
right?
Ben. Ben Savage.
Man Meets World.
Hello, pretty lady.
So, Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things took over the role as the grandchild.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And everyone else? What about, who was the grandfather? Any idea?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because Peter Falk, while he has already had enough time on today's episode.
Columbo premiered on this day.
No longer with us.
Yeah. All right. A little Dancing with the Stars for you. Last night, they held Carole Baskin until the end. Don Lewis, her missing husband, by the way, his family read an ad on ABC right before her segment asking, do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE.
That sounds like Paul Rudd, by the way. Also, only half the people in that commercial were apparently mic'd.
Yeah, the last voice sounded like Carole Baskin also, same accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have gotten Lance to VO that thing, no problem.
Right.
Lance, let's hear it.
Oh, come on, man. You can't put a mic in a conference room and expect everybody to sound good.
Oh, they were all together?
No, yeah. I mean, clearly at the end there, I mean, it sounded like the lady had a mic on her and the guy was close, so you get all that room sound.
So Carole Baskin...
It's as simple as a blanket. Tim knows.
Yeah, right. Yep.
You got to have a moving blanket, guys. Come on. If they want to find this guy.
Yeah. Carole Baskin scored 11 out of 30 points last night, Dancing with the Stars. Lowest vote getter of the entire night. And tops, even the people who had the top scores didn't have huge scores. Skye Jackson from Jesse and Bunked on Disney Channel had 21 out of 30. So did Justina Machado, who's on Netflix One Day at a Time. And, next up, 18 points. So there's a big, everyone's kind of like hanging out in the middle. As we said, there were some people like Johnny Weir and Nelly. We thought, they didn't score them high enough. I was kind of bothered by the fact that Nelly, what was it? Nelly actually... He got a 16 out of 30, and Anne Heche got an 18 out of 30.
Yeah, there were some, I get the feeling that maybe there were some directions given to kind of clump everybody sort of in the middle to create some tension, but there were some scores. I thought Johnny Weir should have gotten a better score. I thought Nelly should have gotten a better score. He got 2 fives. It's like, what?
No. I mean, A.J. McLean and Anne Heche had the same exact score. Those two didn't even compare. Oh,
really?
She wasn't good.
She's okay. So this is my favorite part of Dancing with the Stars last night. She shows up. She's introducing herself. She's like, I've been in a lot of movies, this movie and that movie, but I'm best known for 7 days and 6 nights with Harrison Ford. No, I turned to Ryan and I was like, no, she's best known for something else. My kids were like, what? Go get ready for bed.
I don't get it.
She's best known for like dating Ellen and then what, she cheated on Ellen, right?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know that?
And didn't she date Steve Martin once for a while?
Both relationships also 7 days and 6 nights. Because I don't remember that.
That is Entertainment Schmig. We have more online at Y98.com. You can check out the 640 podcast, where we take a deep dive into Dancing with the Stars. But Lance on the brand now with a look at traffic.
You guys are Haitians over here.
Y98, it's celebrity birthday time on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Famous people born today, September 15th. We start off with some royalty. How old is the Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry?
Oh. Man. Meghan Markle's older. Which doesn't really help because I don't know how old she is.
37?
35.
36. 36 is correct.
Could you tell with his face? Oh, is he like smiling?
Yeah. It is fun.
All right. Your next birthday, this guy's been Venom. He's been Mad Max. He, of course, is Alfie Solomons on Peaky Blinders. And, of course, he's been Blaine. He's been Blaine.
Wait, on what show?
On Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Back-to-back Blinders birthdays.
That's right. And, of course, he's been Bane. How old is Tom Hardy?
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
He's a just off-the-charts good actor.
Oh, my God, he's amazing. Amazing.
45.
41.
46.
43.
Okay. Oh,
43. All right, your next guy, you saw him in Dead Poets Society, and he's now in the new show on Netflix about outer space.
Josh Charles?
Yes. From The Good Wife, how old is Josh Charles?
I don't think we want that to get out.
I agree.
I was a Robert Sean Leonard girl myself.
I met Josh Charles once, and he was the coolest.
Awesome. Really?
Most, like, awesome. Charming, like, yeah.
Good guy.
He was like winking at people.
All right, let's
see. You gotta love a good wink.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. 48.
Dead Poets Society came out. Okay, Lance, go ahead. Hold on. Do the math.
I think that's a decent guess. 47.
Okay. How old did you guys say?
48. 47 and 48.
I'm gonna say 50.
49. All around
right
it.
Right there. Kevin has worked on his poker face.
I'm working on it.
Put a mask on.
All right.
Whenever someone gets close to the birthday, he starts smiling. And
finally,
his head. Yes.
These two people share the same birthday and the same birth year, so they will be the same age. One is writer-director Oliver Stone, who actually directed this person in JFK. How old is Tommy Lee Jones?
Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
If I'm in a good mood. Outhouse, chicken house, penthouse.
Tommy Lee Jones and Oliver Stone. They're up there.
Yeah. 74.
74 is correct.
Nailed it. Directed him in what?
JFK.
Oh, yeah. And he was in Natural Born Killers as well, I think.
And Al Gore's roommate, right?
That's right.
Tommy Lee Jones, not
Yes, yes, yes. But he was in Natural Born Killers.
Thanks for the birthdays. Happy birthday of yourself. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Justin. Almost Justin. Missed it.
Justin.
He's in Kansas City, so he can't hear this.
He's 72.
He's 40.
Also,
he's 40.
Al Gore's roommate.
Yes.
Second semester.
And in Natural Born Killers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.